This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The Torah is Miyachis, the lineage of Pinchas. The Torah tells us where Pinchas came from. Rashi says the Shvatim were Mevaza Pinchas. You see where he comes from? His ancestor Yisroi fattened cows for Avodah Zarah. He killed a Nasi of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Torah is Miyachis him. No, in fact, Pinchas has good Yichas. So the question is, Mimanav Shach, did Pinchas do the right thing or did he do the wrong thing? If he did the right thing, if he did Kedin, so even if he doesn't have Yichas, there's no Tainas on him, he acted correctly. And if he did the wrong thing, so what difference does it make if he has good yichas? Mimanav shach. If Pinchas did the right thing, he doesn't need good yichas. If he did the wrong thing, then good yichas is not going to help. However, says the Satmar Rebbe, the Mishnah says in Kedushin on Daf Ayin Vav, in Boidkin min hamizbeach olamala, we do not check the lineage of Kohanim. Kohanim, once they did Avoida on the Mizbeach, they certainly have good lineage. Reb Chanina ben Antignoi says, even someone who was a warrior, even someone who is a soldier, we do not check his ichas. His ichas must have been good. And the Gemara explains, because in order to be a warrior and to put oneself in sakana, you need to have zechus avos to protect you from the danger. The Gemara says, k'dei shetei zechusan uzechus avosam misayatan. Therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe, Pinchas put himself in grave danger, that lest he be struck down by Shevet Shimon. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel lists 12 miracles that had to occur for Pinchas to be saved. And therefore the Shvatim started to be mevazahim. How could he kill a Nasi and put himself into Sakana? He doesn't have the protection of his Avos because he comes from Yisrael. He doesn't have good ancestry. If he doesn't have good ancestry, how could he put himself in Makim Sakana? Therefore the Torah says, no, don't worry. Pinchas has wonderful ancestry. He comes from Aaron HaKohen, and therefore, to take up the cause of God, he was allowed to put himself in Makam Sakana, because in fact he has Zechusai, Zechus Avoisam, Mesayatam. He has the Zechus of his Avos to protect him, and this is the response when the Shvatim said, look, he comes from Yisrael, he could not put himself in Sakana. The Ribbono Shel Olam responds, no, in fact, he has the great protection of Elazar and Aaron HaKohen. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.